Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of Holy Week, March 30th, 2026, and our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of John, where he writes, 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil, made from genuine aromatic nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. 6 days before Passover now, Jesus comes to Bethany. The shadow of the cross is already falling across his path. The tension is building. Opposition is growing. The hour is near. And yet before the suffering begins, there is a dinner. There is friendship. There is gratitude. There is love. Bethany is a place of rest for the Lord. Martha serves. Lazarus, once dead, now lives and reclines at table. His very presence is a testimony to the power of Jesus over death. Every breath he takes is a proclamation. Life has conquered the grave. And then Mary does something extraordinary. She takes a liter of costly perfumed oil, pure nard, precious, extravagant. She pours it over the feet of Jesus. She lowers herself to the ground and wipes his feet with her hair. And the Gospel tells us the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. This moment is quiet, intimate, almost hidden. But in the heart of Holy Week, it reveals something essential about love, about worship, and about what it means to give ourselves to Christ. Mary's gesture is excessive. The perfume is worth a year's wages. It is not practical. It is not efficient. It is not measured. It is love without calculation. Mary does not ask, what is reasonable? She asks, what is worthy of him? Holy Week invites us into this same question. So often our love for God is careful, limited. We give him time when it is convenient, prayer, when we remember generosity, when it does not cost too much. We negotiate with God. But Mary shows us another way, the way of total gift. She pours everything out, and this is the heart of the Gospel. Before Jesus pours himself out on the cross, Mary pours herself out at his feet. Love responds to love. Mary does not worship his head like a king. She anoints his feet like a servant. She loosens her hair, a deeply personal gesture in her culture, and uses it to dry the oil. This is not only generosity, it is humility. She takes the lowest place, and in doing so, she anticipates another moment that will come later in this same week, when Jesus himself will kneel and wash the feet of his disciples. In Bethany, Mary becomes an image of the church, the one who kneels, who adores, who serves, who loves without needing recognition. True worship always leads us downward into humility, into surrender, into reverence. Holy Week is not only about what Jesus does for us, it is about where we place ourselves before him, at his feet. The Gospel gives us a beautiful detail. The house was filled with the fragrance. Love has a fragrance. Acts of hidden devotion, quiet sacrifice, faithful prayer, these things spread. They change the atmosphere of a home, a parish, a community. Holiness is not loud, but it is unmistakable. The one person who loves Christ deeply can fill an entire house with spiritual fragrance. This is especially important in a world that often feels heavy with anxiety, anger, and division. The church needs the fragrance of souls who adore, who trust, who give themselves quietly and completely. So the question for us today is simple. What fragrance does my life leave behind? Resentment or mercy? Complaining or gratitude? Self-protection or self-gift? Mary's love fills the house. Christ calls us to fill the world. There is also a deeper meaning to Mary's action. In Jewish tradition, bodies were anointed for burial. Jesus himself will later say in this passage that she has done this in preparation for his death. While others still misunderstand what lies ahead, Mary seems to sense the mystery. Her love becomes a prophetic act. Before the suffering begins, Jesus receives comfort. Before the betrayal, the abandonment, and the agony, he receives the tenderness of a friend. This reminds us of something profound. Our love matters to the Lord. He is not distant or indifferent. He allows himself to be consoled. He welcomes our prayer, our presence, our time, our devotion. During Holy Week, we are not only spectators of the Passion, we are invited to be with him, to accompany him, to console his heart, to remain near, just like Mary. We enter into these sacred days ahead. The Gospel asks each of us, where will you be during Holy Week? Will you remain at a distance, observing from afar? Or will you come close, in prayer, in silence, repentance, adoration? Mary teaches us how to live this week. Give something costly to the Lord, your time, your attention, your heart. Take a lower place. Choose humility, patience, hidden service. Stay near him, in the Eucharist, in quiet prayer, in the mystery of his Passion. Let your love become a fragrance that fills your home and your life. Because in just a few days, Christ will do something even more extravagant. He will pour out not perfume, but his blood. Not for a moment, but completely. Not for a house, but for the salvation of the world. Mary pours out her treasure. Jesus pours out himself. And Holy Week invites us to respond with the only gift worthy of such love. Our whole hearts. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as you enter the days of your passion, draw us close to you. Teach us the love of Mary, a love that holds nothing back, a love that kneels in humility, a love that gives without counting the cost. Fill our hearts with the fragrance of devotion, that our lives may console your heart and bring your peace to our homes and communities. Help us to remain near you this Holy Week in prayer, in silence, in gratitude, and in trust. You who poured yourself out for us, receive the offering of our lives. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we select a passage from the daily gospel and apply it to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.